With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Pain in the Grass, it's back. Tuesday, July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd, all happening at White River Amphitheater. You got Slipknot, Disturbed, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Volbeat, and lots more. Tickets on sale now, LiveNation.com. $2 from each ticket sold, benefiting the Vitalogy Foundation. They support a lot of great local charities. You want info, go to KISW.com.
Let's play
Turn down for tacos.
Charge down for what?
That's right.
Or sushi, because today is International Sushi Day.
Ooh, you could do sushi tacos?
They do the sushi burritos.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah. Why not? Put some raw fish in that taco.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay, then. And on that note, we'll just move on to the game.
Good idea.
We've got Ken in Tacoma to take on Steve. Ken, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Taking through a couple of WWE events that are starting up this weekend, baby.
Oh, yeah.
This Sunday, their big pay-per-view, Stomping Grounds, is going to be happening at the Tacoma Dome. You'll get a pair of tickets for that if you beat me, plus a pair of tickets to Monday Night Raw on Monday of next week. And that's at the Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want tickets? You can get tickets just by checking out KISW.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ken will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ken, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Which Hall of Fame quarterback spent most of his career with the San Francisco 49ers as number 16?
Joe Montana.
Yes. Who played Don Draper on Mad Men?
Pass.
What is the numbering system used in libraries to keep track of books?
The Dewey Decimal System.
Yes. Who played Alex's sister Mallory on the TV show Family Ties?
Oh, Justina Bateman.
No.
Justine Bateman.
Yes. Which pop...
John Hamm.
Yes. Which pop singer is Liam Hemsworth married to?
Pass.
Which the concert venue Carnegie Hall is in what U.S. state?
Pennsylvania?
No.
New York?
Yes. The 19th Amendment to the Constitution gave women what right?
Vote.
Yes. In what year of the 2000s did Britney Spears release Oops, I Did It Again?
2001.
No.
2002.
No.
2003.
No. Dr. Sleep is the 2013 sequel to which Stephen King novel?
Mr. Mercedes?
No.
Pass. Nicole Appleton.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Not a bad score there.
No, but I'm about to get a little irritated.
Why?
Is there a special reason why we should know the exact year Oops, I Did It Again came out without giving, like, you know, mid-something or, you know, you didn't do anything?
Why do we worry about any trivia whatsoever?
Yeah, but I mean, you usually go like, is it the mid-80s or mid, you know, or the early 80s or the late 80s? For that, you didn't do anything. You just...
No, sometimes the questions are just a little bit harder than other ones.
So, but that's what I thought. So there's no reason I should know that? Like, it's like,
no,
like,
was not a really.
Date? Okay.
No.
All right.
So BJ doesn't know it. So it's a bad question, apparently.
It is. It's not a bad question.
I mean, I feel like if you were a teenager in those years, you probably know it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A teenage boy who would know, oops, I did it again? Do we forget what kind of radio station we work for?
Do we forget that there are also ladies that have this and there's also people with children that, you know, listen to this program?
And you can have a vast variety of musical interests.
I'm going to ask my friend Steve.
Hi.
Oh, dear Steve, my buddy BJ. Steve,
yes, sir.
We work for The Rock in Seattle.
Last I checked.
So everybody, you know, for The Rock in Seattle, do you think it's important that we know exact Britney Spears tribute? Do you think
Good job giving away questions because you're mad because you don't know an answer.
I gave away a question. All right, Steve, what's the answer to the question that I just gave away?
I'm going to go Justin Timberlake. That was the first person she was having sex with, allegedly.
Wait till you hear this question.
I believe that we all, as rockaholics, should know the history and the life of Britney Spears.
I know. I'm red and I'm flipping tables.
Who I learned yesterday that has bad form when she works out on Instagram.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen that. According to my wife, she watches her videos. It's like, I don't know if she realizes she has really bad form. I'm like, you should be one of those people on Twitter that tells her that.
Oh. Yeah, that'll work out. See, that's why I don't like to go to yoga, because I don't want anybody to tell me I'm doing it wrong. I just want to do it the way I'm doing
Wouldn't you like to be told that you're doing it wrong so you can do it right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because so BJ doesn't like to be told that he's doing something wrong, and yet he spends this entire segment telling me that I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Hello, hypocrite. Yeah. Thy name is BJ.
This is good.
Lots of tension on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, Rev is mad because, you know, it's like...
I'm mad because you're an idiot.
Wait till you hear this question.
Hey, Steve. Oh,
time's up.
Are you ready?
Steve loses.
Yeah.
Which Hall of Fame quarterback spent most of his career with the San Francisco 49ers as number 16?
Oh, that's Britney Spears.
No.
Oh, Joe Montana.
Yes. Who played Don Draper on Mad Men?
Britney Spears.
No.
I don't know. Phil... Johnson.
No.
It's funny you bring that up. He's known to have a good Phil Johnson.
Michael Vincent.
No.
Pass.
What is the numbering system used in libraries to keep track of books? Yes. Who played Alex's sister Mallory on the TV show Family Ties?
Yo, Mallory.
Justine Bateman.
Yes.
Which pop singer is Liam Hemsworth married to?
Britney Spears.
No.
Miley Cyrus?
Yes. The concert venue Carnegie Hall is in what U.S. state?
That's in New York.
Yes. The 19th Amendment to the Constitution gave women what right?
The right to talk.
No.
Vote.
Yes. In what year of the 2000s did Britney Spears release Oops, I Did It Again?
Is this the question?
Mm-hmm.
2001.
No.
2002.
No.
2003.
No. Dr. Yes. Sleep is the 2013 sequel to which Stephen King novel?
Hey.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, it's a tie. 6-6.
Only I knew Britney Spears. Yeah.
Or if only Ken knew, I would have got a song in the deal. But Ken, you know what? You get a prize. That's good enough.
And the answer is The Shining.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Shining. Yeah.
Right, you hang on the line, buddy. Here's how you get the prize.
Sweet. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Good game, Steve.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go, buddy.
And he was really close, though, with the Britney Spears.
Yes.
What was it?
2000.
Yes.
Which
the answer is in the question.
I didn't discover it until 2001. How is the answer in the question?
Because I said what year of the 2000s. So if you say 2000, then you would have gotten it.
Well, if I said 2005, the answer is also in that. Is that in that too?
Well, I said in the 2000s.
He normally says like in the mids or in the earlys or the late.
See, I didn't make it easy for him. He didn't know the answer and he got super butthurt.
Well,
he's still
a card-carrying member of the Britney Spears fan club, so you ask the question, you don't have an answer to it. It makes him look
bad. He did travel to the Gorge to see her live.
I would have too.
I feel like most, you know, guys that age liked Britney Spears, but for different reasons.
Vicky, are you medicated? No, most guys that age did not like Britney Spears.
Yes, they did. They didn't like her music.
Not for their music.
Yes.
Yeah, but because of what
she was
wearing.
But to know when that song came out, that
they
trivia question?
In 2000, they could have been 15 years old and discovered themselves to that.
We had two guys that didn't know the answer. Stop trying to make an excuse for a very bad question.
Two guys creates a complete 100% survey poll.
It is so millennial to do that.
Old baby boomer. I'm going to blame everything because everything's changing around me and I feel so old.
Basically.
Stop bitching. BJ just got texted in. I'm unimpressed.
I'm unimpressed.
The only other one that you missed that we didn't get to, Ken got that one correct. John Hamm played Don Draper.
Oh, yeah. And never saw the show.
Oh, really?
No. No.
Do you guys know his nickname because he has a big penis?
No, I'm sure you do because you love checking out dudes.
Big Don Draper.
Okay, hold on a second.
Is he
a
I'm like, that's random. Even I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I know because I
use that as a trivia question.
Oh, gosh, there's a lot of tension.
A lot of tension.
We're Britney Spears.
We're past that. It's not my fault you had bad questions. But every once in a while you get some good questions. So,
what is it?
So it's Hamaconda.
Hamaconda is actually pretty awesome.
That's his nickname. Yeah, I read that recently. That's why when you came up with the question, I had no idea John Hamm is known for being a Jeff Probst of...
Rev's out.
He's out? He's done?
He's offended by that.
Oh, wow. Can I still have some pulled pork?
Nope.
Side note, he's on the new show Good Omens, and he does a really good job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched Good Omens. Is it good?
Yep. 6 episodes. I'm 5 in.
I'm still getting through Fleabag. And I shouldn't say getting through. I'm very happy to get through that show, Fleabag. I think it's fantastic on Amazon Prime.
I'm learning a lot of our texters made love to themselves while watching that video at some point when they were young.
Many.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm looking at it right now. Yep. 2000. I was 26. I just muted the TV.
Yeah. Okay.
I would go with most of the Rock Holiday. Like 90%.
Did you know it was 2000 when it came out?
Oh, yeah.
Of course Danny did.
So since I was in junior high when Britney was getting big, I knew it was 2000 and I'm 33, BJ.
All right.
A teenage boy watched that video. Okay. She was especially hot.
All right, I'll stand corrected. It looks like the Rev may be right about this.
I think she was at her hottest when she shaved her head and had that weird rash, personally.
Yeah,
and was
hitting
cars with an umbrella.
I don't think that was when she was at her hottest. That's when she was at her craziest.
That was when she was at her most attainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think her hottest was when she had the snake.
It
was at the VMAs.
It was.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
But serious question, though. Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera?
Oh, see, we got...
Dirty Christina Aguilera.
Aguilera beats Britney Spears.
For
yeah,
sure.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I can't argue with
that. But you know what? I'm fine if I come in second place on this situation. Britney Spears is totally fine by me.
Which one will piss off the Rev? Which answer can I give that will get him upset?
The answer is BJ Shea.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Then I say BJ Shea.
He's going to go home. He's going to be like, why are you in such a bad mood, honey? Britney Spears and BJ. That's why.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, no, my wife is listening and she just said, this Britney talk is fabulous.
So. Yeah. Well, which side is she on? Is she on Team
I don't
BJ
even know. That's
Rev?
Part of the problem.
That's why I love his wife. His wife will just, you know what? I think she just might even, like, stir the pot more.
Just write, are you with me or against me?
I just responded with, I hate BJ.
Oh, okay, well, that works too.
That's always a thing.
We'll see where she answers.
Well, let's hope she doesn't say the same thing. Otherwise, you will not be a happily married man.
Says his wife, BJ, complain about Britney Spears and not complain about Stephen King books.
I don't understand.
Not even the same platform. I don't know either. I just read texts.
Yeah. I mean, Stephen King, I think you can, a lot of rockaholics know who Stephen King is. I think a lot of rockaholics watch The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big movie, which, by the way, have you heard the kid that played in The Shining, Danny Lloyd? He's now 46 years old, the little kid.
So he was the kid. He was Jack's son.
Yeah. He was the kid. He's now a biology professor at a community college in Kentucky. And he does not like it if you go, hey, you're the kid in The Shining. Not happening, buddy. He's not happy about it because he says it can create a distraction in the classroom because he's all professor now, you know, all professorial. He's like, I really try to keep that info on the down low. He says you get students of all different ages. The younger ones are not aware of the movie. And he's like, that's how it should be. But now and then a student will say something. And how about there's going to be a sequel? I didn't even know about this. A sequel called Dr. Sleep.
Well, I didn't know just about brought this. That up as a question.
Mm-hmm. But if you were paying attention and not stuck on Britney Spears.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea that was the question, Dr. Sleep. Ewan McGregor's going to be Dr. Sleep.
He will be.
Oh, that's cool.
So is that about his son?
Well, it says that Danny, that's a really, it's a grown-up version. Yeah, it's a grown-up version of Danny's character. It'll be a grown-up of that little kid.
Why doesn't he milk this, man? Have some fun with it. Like, I don't know. As a teacher, wouldn't you want your students to... I think that would be a cool little fun fact about him to get the students more endeared to him as a teacher.
Yeah, I could see if it would be a distraction in high school. But in college, you'd think they'd be able to get over that and still teach.
Nip it in the bud right at the first day. Hey, by the way, that was me. Aha.
Yeah.
Shows you're kind of a cool dude. You were in a movie. That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
And then move on from it.
I think it's a great idea. He also says that there's no way he would ever ask Britney Spears questions at a rock station. He said,
I hate you.
Put that right on there, too.
That's I'm surprised he's not doing like the cons during the summer. He should just make some money signing autographs.
Dude, maybe
pictures.
Maybe
now
when it comes out.
Yeah.
You know, with this new movie, Dr. Sleep. Danny, go to sleep. All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. You get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. Yeah. No Britney Spears talk. If that's what you want, you can do it. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Calls and texts at 917.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose. Brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Stop freaking.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
That's how that goes, man. Listeners on the loose. Now, when you are calling in, talking about whatever you want to talk about, remember, Steve does have one rule.
It's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to... and say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So we want to go back to the things we kept from our childhood that we talked about earlier this morning. One person said, my name's Ashley. I'm from Eatonville. When I was in the third grade, my dad made me this Build-A-Bear black lab right before he left to go to Iraq. I'm almost 30. Still have it to this day. P.S. It still barks.
Aww.
That's some solid battery power on that thing.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
And Grant, you probably don't hit it nonstop, so I guess the battery would last for a minute.
How crazy is that, that Build-A-Bear is that old that somebody can have one from a little kid, like being a little kid,
yeah,
be an adult now? That's how long Build-A-Bear's been around. And it was, and I remember when it first came out, Build-A-Bear's.
Someone says, something I kept from my childhood, a 33-year-old blanket, which now my 13-year-old daughter sleeps with, and because it was her baby blanket as well. She named it Blue Boy. Otherwise, I'd still be sleeping with it. Not many holes, LOL.
It was his, became hers.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like a thing. You pass it down. I don't know how ratty it's going to be when it happens, but man.
This is the best text ever. I just quit my job, so I have more time to listen to you guys in the morning.
Woo!
Nice!
Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? Who needs food? Who needs money? All you got is us. We give you all the sustenance you'll need.
That's right.
Yeah.
Someone asked us about, he saw in an interview that the guy from Five Finger Death Punch said that their band is the worst name ever. What do you think is the worst band name ever?
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? Zoltan Bathory, am I saying his name right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so Zoltan.
And he's an MMA guy. Like, that guy can kick your ass.
Oh,
so I'll agree with anything he says.
Yeah, and so he was pretty much, you know, like talking about the worst band names ever, and said the worst one that he knows of is his own band, Five Finger Death Punch. He says, I don't think you can beat Five Finger Death Punch. It's probably the worst effing name. He says, in fact, we almost changed it, but then he said, the singer, is it Ivan, came in and said, no, dude, we got to keep this. It's the best name ever.
That's funny.
Isn't that, I mean, isn't it like a martial arts thing? Like a five-finger death punch? Isn't that where they got from? Or is it a movie?
That is from Kill Bill.
Oh, that's
it.
It
was the
five-finger
death punch.
Yes.
The heart strike was the one that Bill uses.
That's
jeez,
right.
I don't even remember that. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Huh. That makes the name even cooler now.
Yeah, I knew it was from something like that. Oh, yeah. See, and I love stuff like that. I love it when, you know, like Veruca Salt, you know, it's from Willy Wonka. You just don't know.
Yeah, when that kicked in, I was just like, oh, my gosh. I remember I was watching Willy Wonka, and I forgot that the girl was named Veruca Salt. I'm like, the band, holy smokes, that's where they got it. Or one of my favorite bands, they're from Vancouver. Not a big band, but they're called Mystery Machine. And they're named after the Scooby-Doo bus.
Well, even your old band, Steve. I mean, when I first met you, I immediately said, dude, how do I not love that name? Because this was back before anybody really knew a lot about Spider-Man. I don't even think the first movie hadn't even come out when I met you.
No, because when we were first a band and we would play some shows, I remember it was one time we played at the Sit and Spin, which doesn't exist anymore, but it was a cool club in Seattle. And every time we go there, they have a different person working there. They'd be like, well, which one of you is Peter? And so each member of us would assume the role of Peter, including Mona, who's a female. She'd be like, I'm Peter. And they would always get the weird look. He's like, you're Peter?
Yeah.
You're the band.
Yeah.
So it was just like, because nobody put two and two together, Peter Parker was Spider-Man, until the movie became a huge thing, and then everyone figured it out.
Yeah, I loved it, though. It was like, I was being such a Spider-Man guy, reading all the comics growing up, I immediately knew Peter Parker. I'm like, that is awesome.
But we all, like, at some point, we're like, this is a stupid name, we should change it. And then, but you get to a point where enough people know who you are as a certain band name, and like, the Five Finger Death Punch, I don't even think of it as a bad name, but yeah. If you really break it down, no different than Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's a silly name.
Yeah.
But it's been their name, so I don't even think twice about it now.
It's funny that they say Five Finger Death Punch is the worst, because legitimately Korn is the worst name of a band ever.
And everything about it is bad. The backwards R, the K.
Yeah.
Although that's what made it better. Could you imagine if Korn was spelled with a C?
No, that'd be weird.
Yeah. You're absolutely
corny.
Right. Yeah.
I get it. Sorry.
<Yeah. laughs> But I think about that now, like with people freaking out about the NHL team. I'm just for Seattle, and all I could think is,
at some point, people thought the Seahawks was a stupid name.
Yeah.
Or the Mariners.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Whatever it may be. But you get used to it, and then you don't even think about it, and then it just becomes the identity of the team. So whatever, I mean, I ideally would not like them to be called the Metropolitans. I understand the history, and I would be fine with it because that means we still have an NHL team. But I never get too worked up about the name because it eventually you'll just get used to it.
Yeah, when I think of teams like the Red Sox and the White Sox, it's like, you think they would have renamed those teams had they known that names are going to be cool. They just identified like, well, this team is always going to wear Red Sox, so we'll call them the Red Sox, and the same thing with the White Sox.
Yeah.
Whereas you're like, or the Yankees, it's like, you know, they probably would have thought, why do we have to have these stupid names now? But, you know, eventually they become in your lore and you don't think about them, but like, you know, Red Sox, White Sox, it's like, those are not the greatest names.
But if you had to think, first band that comes to mind, worst band name, what would you say?
Oh, well, it's not a band you know, but we used to make fun of them all the time just because it was the worst name. And it was when I had my first job in college radio back in 1978.
Uh-oh.
And I remember we always said these guys, and it was during the punk new wave. And so Billy Idol was still, he was still with Generation X and all that stuff coming in. And it was a band called the Dayglow Abortions. Oh. And I'm just like,
yo,
what do these guys ever think they are going to be anything at all? Like, it's like, how is this band ever going to cut through? Even if their music's the best music in the world, what are you going to, how are you going to identify them? I feel like that with Pea Riot, you know, the band that that my Mike McCready loves.
No, he's Thunder Pea.
Oh, Thunder Pea, that's right. Yeah, Thunder Pea, yes.
Pea Riot were the ones that were in the news because they just said they had some political things that were going on in a different country. But Thunder Pea, and that's a tough one because that band is awesome.
They're so good.
But as cool as their band name is, it also is hurting them because there are certain places that, but I respect that they're standing by it.
Me
and hopefully
too.
It gets to a point where they can, people don't care.
I wouldn't care. I say use the word, but here we are in the radio and we can't even say it ourselves because the government says it'll hurt the children. And it's like, who cares?
The first one I thought of, and it's a dumb one because it's such an old band, but the Mamas and the Papas. What the hell is that? I mean, seriously.
But see, that's very 60s.
I know.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Papa.
With the Mamas
Papa
and the
John.
Papas.
I mean, he was Papa John. Papa John McKenzie, I think, was his name. Yeah,
the pizza guy.
I think that was who Papa John was for the Mamas and Papas.
Stupid.
It is dumb. You're right. Even the Beach Boys. You know, when you think about it, even though they were hip, how about the Beatles? Doesn't that seem like a weird name? The Beatles.
Yeah, absolutely. How about, I like this one. Do you want to talk about bad band names? How about Toad the Wet Sprocket? That was
I remember them.
I forgot about them.
Well, yeah, most people have.
And am I right that Led Zeppelin kept the name because somebody had done a bad review of them way back in the day when they saw them early in their career? And I don't even know what the heck, if they even had a name or if they had a different name, and they said this band will go down like a Led Zeppelin. And I thought I read that from somewhere, and that's how they'd say, we're just going to keep that name. I don't know who told them when somebody first heard them playing, maybe a friend, and said,
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought I just read that recently, but it's, I love the origin of certain names, if in fact they're true or if it's just lore.
Well, I love the Dirt, the movie on Netflix about Motley Crue. They tackled the story about the band name because, you know, before they were called Motley Crue, the idea was to be called Xmas.
Oh, yes.
Christmas, but with the letter X.
Yeah.
I don't know if the band would have been as successful if they were called Xmas. And maybe they would have. I don't know.
Yeah, but even the way they spelled crew, we talked about corn. I mean, you know, just because they spelled crew with C-R-U-E, you know, it's not as corny because, you know, you're a Motley Crew. You know, I mean, we've heard that, but somehow it's stuck and nobody minded.
So it's this crappy band name, Tool. Yeah, I mean, on paper, it's a bad name.
You're right.
But it works just great. I couldn't imagine them being called anything other than Tool.
Yeah. I know, that's. I guess when you think about a lot of names.
Another person's Blue Oyster Cult was texting, and then what about Butthole Surfers? I actually dig the band, but the name?
Yeah, you're right, the Butthole Surfers. I forgot about them.
Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah. Well, you know, that was never going to catch on.
Hooba Stank?
Hooba Stunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like their two songs in
high school. Is it the reason?
Yeah. I was 14.
Because the reason is you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not good.
So it says Zeppelin toured as the new Yardbirds, and the reviewer said that they would never fly.
Yeah, in that reviewer, I could have sworn it would said that they'll go down like a Led Zeppelin.
Huh.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, that's
go down like a lead balloon.
Oh, a lead balloon, that's
which
what
was
is.
The idiom before, so they just kind of changed it a little
there
bit.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rev.
But you're not wrong.
I knew there was somebody that was like, there was a reviewer that just basically said, all right, here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And how about that? Like that, they've been one of the greatest bands of all time.
Yep.
Based on, boy, if that is not an example of how to live your life, when somebody just takes a crap all over you as you're trying to do something and they turned it around and that name is synonymous with greatness forever. I mean, as far as music is concerned.
So it's a Chumbawamba.
Oh, that's right.
It's a great name.
Chumbawamba.
Get knocked down. Diarrhea Planet. That's a good one. That band. I saw the name of them. So I was like, I have to check out who the hell would name their band Diarrhea Planet.
Yeah.
They're like this really cool indie rock band. There's nothing I would expect to sound like when your band is called Diarrhea Planet.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know what Diarrhea Planet should sound like, but it's not what I expected.
Yeah.
I figured something like...
Oh, is that what you thought?
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Wow. You know, that I didn't really... That's not what I expected for Diarrhea Planet.
I was just thinking more metal.
Yeah, Rev, if you can find Diarrhea
Planet... Is that your metal?
Why am I asking Rev to find Diarrhea Planet? I think he has no problem finding it.
Hey.
Wow. Between you and Vicky today, you guys are just killing it.
I didn't do the impression.
Oh, I know, but together, you guys are just a team.
Don't forget Butt Trumpet just got texted in.
Oh, yeah.
Butt Trumpet was pretty badass.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, I need it that way. Echo in the Bunnymen.
Oh, Echo in the Bunnymen. Yeah, like, what the hell is that?
Ned's Atomic Dustbin. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about them.
Wow. I don't think I know Ned's Atomic Dustbin.
They had that Blue Skies Gray song. It was like alternative rock back in MTV's 120 Minutes era. You probably would have dug them.
Yeah, I probably would have.
They were pretty cool.
Neon Trees, which they named themselves after the In-N-Out Burger.
Did they really?
That's what I heard, is that the In-N-Out Burger has those neon sort of like palm trees in their logo, and they were like, that's why they call themselves the Neon Trees, because they liked In-N-Out so much.
At least somebody even broke a point.
I mean, I don't know. Half of this stuff I think I'm just making up, but I feel like I know that that's the truth.
Your Flaming Lips.
Oh, the Flaming Lips, yeah.
I never think about it, but it is a really bad name.
Yeah, yeah.
Rev, did you find Diarrhea Planet?
I'm trying to find it. It's really, man, my Google searches are now just really weird.
Yeah, don't try to find it too hard. Now poor Rev is going to get like a laxative.
Go to YouTube. They probably have a song on there.
Yeah. I think I got it.
But we don't know if it's bad language, do we?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I'll have the finger on the dump button.
All right. Nobody else knows what diarrhea...
Right?
Yeah. Doesn't sound like Diarrhea Planet.
Doesn't sound what I got.
All right.
It's like 90s era all rock.
Yeah, it's upbeat.
All right. Okay. Oh, yeah, it sounds like the end of Friends or something, maybe.
If they don't do that at the end of every single...
Are you and Vicky making fart noises? This is what you're both doing right now. Is that what you're both... Look at you.
They're called Diarrhea Planet. I expect nothing less.
I know, but look at the five-year-olds that we work with. Honestly, the two of them are like a duet.
I expect to look in their faces. How lucky you go, Steve?
They have such glee on their... Look at the two of them. You guys
are
like
a headache.
You guys are five. It's like kindergarten class. The two of you are laughing your asses off, making fart noises.
This is the equivalent of when Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford got together.
Oh, is this how it happened?
And created. If I close my eyes,
this is broadcast greatness right here.
I don't disagree.
Yeah,
I'm lightheaded now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You pick the topic, please. Somebody pick the topic. Somebody guide the show. Listeners on the loose, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We were talking about bad band names. Somebody texted in a good one. Finger 11. That was from Jillian.
Yeah, Finger 11.
Yeah. And one that's coming up a lot, and got to agree, as much as I love the band, Limp Bizkit.
Yep.
It's a terrible band name.
It's a terrible, terrible name.
It's a name that you feel like the guys go, this will be so funny and drunk, or maybe an attention getter just so that maybe somebody will listen to your songs.
I'd imagine a little bit of both on those. With I don't think they were trying to be serious and artistic with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, even like, remember when everyone was putting numbers to their name because Blink-182 was big, and then Matchbox 20.
Yep.
And Matchbox 20 wanted to get away from having numbers because everyone was having a number to their name, like Stroke 9. That was a bad name, too. So they spelt out 20 to be more, you know, serious.
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
pretty good.
Rob Thomas is a very serious man, Steve. Come on.
Absolutely. Did you see Rob Thomas partying with D. Ted Smith last week?
What?
had a lot of respect because they played that one of the wine at the Chateau. The one that does the shows.
Oh, man,
Rob
dude.
Thomas did.
I'm very jealous.
Yeah, and Ted was there because they interviewed him on the men's room, and he was an awesome dude, super nice guy. And I guess he was able to go afterwards, meet up with him. And you see Ted and Rob Thomas just drinking out of a red Solo cup, and I don't know why. I just thought that was awesome.
Oh, man, you know now Ted knows what it's like to be a superhero. You know that, right?
Is that some kind of a...
That's from their song, yeah.
Oh, you know.
It's the real world. Stop hassling me. I wonder what it's like to be a superhero. Oh, that is awesome, dude. They look like they're having a great time.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like they're twins. Because they're connected like Siamese twins.
Yeah, they are. That's a really close shot. Like, they're really bro-ing down. Yeah, oh, there's the high five.
They got the red Solo cups, man.
Nice. Oh, that's what makes it legit?
That's what makes it look like they like the party.
You're right, dude. It's like, okay, if he's drinking out of a red Solo cup and you do feel like, okay, now it's not quite like the Eskimo brothers, but it's like close. You know, it's like you feel like, all right.
So giving him the Eiffel Tower, one person said.
Oh, that's,
okay, there's something missing in that, if that was the case, unless the person's invisible.
Yeah. It is. They're on their way to the Eiffel Tower. They just need another participant, yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Well, good for Ted.
Yeah.
Good old Rob Thomas.
So he says 311. That's another bad name.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a horrible name, but I mean, it's just
it's just a couple of numbers. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot worse.
Except if somebody calls 311. You know, I remember that.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember when I first, you know, like, we had an old guy that we used to play the top music, and Electric Light Orchestra was still a band, but they were called ELO. And he would be like, ladies and gentlemen, here's ELO. You
know, oh, ELO. No.
Because he didn't know. It was just ELO, and he thought, well, it's ELO. And God, it's funny when you hear somebody, and, you know, I've done it myself in my career.
Did you know that Dave Grohl thinks that the Foo Fighters, it's the dumbest band name ever?
Yep.
Because I think it was an interview many years ago, and he's like, had I imagined this would have lasted more than a month and a half, I would have named it something else.
Yeah, because it was just a silly demo
project
that he just did on his own. Like, it wasn't, he never had intentions of it becoming one of the biggest rock bands ever.
Wasn't it to cope with the loss of Kurt Cobain? He wrote most of the songs.
Just something for him to do.
Yeah. That's funny.
And the Foo Fighters, like, here's a dumb name, and Bob, the next thing you know, this is my name forever.
So he says, I'm about to present at my calculus class, and I'm anxious. Is there anything socially that makes you guys and gals anxious?
Oh, socially.
Yes.
Oh, he's just, you know, it's interesting. We just told him.
Get naked in front of a bunch of random hippies?
Yeah.
That gives you anxiety?
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of people, it would.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that wasn't an issue. There was going to be no wood in that situation. I was completely panicked. So there was going to be no performance. You know, talking one-on-one with strangers...
Yeah.
I have the reverse problem. You know, most people don't like to get up in front of crowds and talk to people they don't know in a big crowd. I don't have a problem with that. But approaching somebody that I don't know and having a one-on-one conversation terrifies me.
I'm the same way. I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get massive anxiety when I'm around people I don't know. I hate going to parties. If we're going to a party, like, my mom's like, let's go to this party, and it's like, she knows people there, and I only know maybe one or two people. Oh, I'm, like, on her... I mean, not that way, but, you know, that's later.
Yeah.
But I will not leave her side. Because, I mean, I don't know. I'm bad at small talk with people I don't know.
Yeah.
And with people I know, I could talk forever. But it's just when I don't know you, I just don't know what the hell to say. I get nervous, and then I want to drink, but I can't because I'm driving. So then it's just like this weird thing where I'm just like, I'm just going to follow the worst thing ever is when my wife's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, can I come with you? She's like, no, you can't.
No, you have to. All right.
So then I'm just standing there like, what do I do? Stare at people.
See, for me, it's the exact opposite. Like, I can talk to one-on-one people really easy, and I can talk to huge, massive crowds really easy. What gets me is, like, speaking in front of a small group. Like in class, like college classes.
Oh, where you can see everybody.
You can make eye contact.
Yeah.
And it's like, or they're like, you can see them like talking or like listening to you. It's like, I can't do that.
Kind of like when we all had to speak at that Mercer Island High School thing.
Yeah.
It was nerve wracking because it's like high schoolers, they don't care. They just don't care. You know what I mean? They're looking at each other. They just don't really want to be there. And then your daughter's drunk. So that makes it even more nerve wracking.
Yeah, that was great.
And she sang weird stuff.
She was the hit though. They loved her.
Yeah.
They loved the Ratchet speech.
Because when you see a big crowd, like at Pain in the Grass, you can't see individual faces. It's just lights on you, so that doesn't make me nervous at all.
So, Danny, when you had to go present at our convention, you can see the people in that crowd. How was
that for
you?
Nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially.
I remember you were nervous, and so I thought, oh, that's just too small of a crowd, even though it's a crowd.
Well, and especially because they were all peers. Like, you know, they're all in the same industry.
That's like a triple whammy.
Yeah. Talking to your peers, because I know me. I'm a jerk and judge everybody, so now I'm in front of a bunch of me's.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
We're all group texting when someone's up there saying something. We're all goofing on them because they say something stupid. You know they're doing that about us.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get in your head, and then that makes you even worse.
That's why I wear the weird socks. I figure, let that be the focal point. They'll goof on my socks. Maybe they won't goof on what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I actually get really, really anxious when I go to flirt with someone I actually think is cute or I like? Because I've dated and been with plenty of dudes, but I've typically not really liked them. But when my friends are like, hey, you know, there's this guy at this bar, he's coming, you should go talk to him. I'm like, what do I say? What do I do? What's the worst that can happen? I could die. I could die of embarrassment.
Isn't that funny? You have anxious. An emotional investment rather than just, I'm going to have some physical fun.
Yeah, and it's maybe much harder.
Yeah.
I can
understand that. It's always been tough for me if there was a girl that I liked that I would have to go talk to her. I still haven't asked my wife out on a date. She had to ask me. I mean, I still don't know if I've officially ever asked her out.
Wait, how long have you been married?
34 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
How about for the 35th anniversary, you ask her out on a date?
You think, oh, that's going to be scary.
She might say
she says no.
She
might. See, what if she says no?
And then the divorce happens.
Yeah, I can't ruin a good thing.
Yeah. So it says playing video games at a tournament gives me the worst anxiety. I'll keep trying to be the best, however.
Dude, I was at a Magic the Gathering tournament, and what they do sometimes for the real big ones is they will put it on Twitch, and they'll put it on so that people, like, they'll have feature matches. So Twitch will show the matches all the time. But there's hundreds of people at this event.
Right.
Well, I actually, this one time, because the gods were smiling on me, I wasn't an idiot, and I was doing really well. I was in the featured match, and Joey D's and all his friends, they were all there going, how is it my father, who doesn't know how to play this game, is in the featured match? And of course, they're all watching, and they're all really good, and I'm not. So I'm doing killing until the feature match. Then my deck lets me down. Then I'm an idiot. I'm making all these bad moves, and it's on. Oh, and I was so nervous. I was nervous as soon as they said, you'll be at table one. I'm like, what, the one where they put on the thing? Dude, I had to go to the bathroom and really bad. And, of course, I failed miserably. They were all there. It was to the point where they're like, why is he on the feature match? He really, you can see he sucks at this game. Well, how did this happen?
The bathroom nerves are the worst.
Oh gosh, yeah.
I get those before. I was actually talking with a lot of the other wrestlers this past weekend, and that seems to be that's like the trend for everybody. It's like moments before the match, you feel like you have to go pee.
And at
that point, you have nowhere to go because a lot of these locker rooms don't have, like, this weekend we were lucky there were locker rooms with bathrooms, so that was cool. But some places, like, you're in a random closet, basically.
Oh.
And so then it's just like, you know, I mean, you have to go in a bottle, but that's kind of awkward. Some people do that.
Ooh.
But, I mean, more often than not, it's just nerves. Like, I've already cleaned out my bladder, but it just feels like I have to go. And the minute you step out, you're fine. But it's just like those moments leading up to it, you're just like, I'm a mess.
Oh, damn. Ugh. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, but now, we're going to step aside to answer a very important question. What do Ryan Castle and a bathroom have in common?
Oh, wrestlers.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a bathroom have in common?
It's a cool place to pass out after you puke.
Yeah.
Oh, got dark on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's so dark.
I like to pass out on Ryan Castle.
You just lay down here and take yourself a little nap.
Yeah.
Well, first, they're both full of ass most of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Steve likes to visit both before speaking in public.
Yeah.
That way he doesn't make a wee-wee on himself.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping it with the layman's terms.
Yeah. This is not news to me, but they did a whole survey about bathrooms where they found out that pretty much, like, you know, one in three of us pretty much will use the bathroom as a sanctuary. Like, it's our own private, get away kind of a thing.
It's time to plan the phone.
Well, especially now in this office, since we're all living communally, it's nice to have a little privacy from time to time.
That's why you got that one guy that we work with that wants to talk to you while you're still in the stall.
Right.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't understand. That's not, it's not the place.
So what's happening? I'm pooping. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's happening.
Did you get my email? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I'll reply when I'm done pooping.
Yeah.
See, you just sent it from the bathroom.
I'm actually wiping myself with your email is what I'm doing. Ryan Castle.
My phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ryan Castle, he's up next with your 12-pack.
BJ DJ and Migs play of the day.
What is something from your childhood that you refuse to get rid of?
This might be the weirdest text. I have a friend that saved his very first pubic hair. It's in a little photo album that he keeps on his coffee table. He won't get rid of it. 12 years now, the sick effer. Shows everybody when they come over. I don't even know why he's still my friend.
I mean, everybody thinks little baby hair is cute on the top of your head, but like,
curly
Q.
So we all agree that pubic hair is not cute.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney in the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.